So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis continues contrasting monetary and capital cases. Din Mamonis, Hamalamet Schlus Malamet Chayba, Hamalamet Chayba Malamet Schlus. In monetary cases, a judge who initially argued for non-liability may later argue for liability, and a judge who initially argued for liability may later argue for non-liability. However, Din Nefashis, Hamalamet Chayba Malamet Schlus, Aval Malamet Schlus, Ein Yochel Lavs of Alamet Chayba. In capital cases, a judge who initially argued to convict may later argue to acquit, but a judge who initially argued to acquit may not later argue to convict. The Gemara rules, Omar Rav, Lo Yishana El Bashas Masa Ma'am. This is only during deliberations, as Rashi explains, Shemeyim Tzachizik L'schus. This will encourage them to continue searching for reasons to acquit. However, Bashas Gemar Din, Malamet Schus, Chayza Malamet Chayva. When they are actually deciding the case, if a judge still thinks he erred, he reverses his opinion and votes for conviction. The Gemara cites a related brisa. L'machris mashkim nuvoin. When Besner resumes the case the next day, Hamazako emer ani hamazako, umazak ani bemukaymi. A judge who yesterday argued to acquit and still believes so says, I'm still in favor of acquitting. And hamachayev emer ani hamachayev, umachayev ani bemukaymi. A judge who yesterday argued to convict and still believes so says, I'm still in favor of convicting. And hamalamet chayev malamet schus. Hamalamet schus, ein yochel lachzav alamet chayev. A judge may reverse his opinion of yesterday in order to acquit, but not to convict. The Gemara explains, Ki katani b'shas ma'aso matan. This only refers to the deliberations that resume the next day. However, once Bezin is ready to decide, every judge must vote his current opinion to acquit or to convict. The Gemara questions Rav from several brises. Amar b'yisa bar chanina, echad min atamidim shaziku umeis, ro'inoy sekilu chai v'oimib imkaimai. If someone argued for acquittal and then died, we still count his vote for acquittal when deciding the case. And the Gemara asks, Neima ilu havakayim hadir bay. According to Rav, perhaps he would have retracted and voted to convict. The Gemara answers, Hashtami ilu hadir bay. Since he died without retracting, we have no reason to assume that he would have retracted. Accordingly, the Gemara amends its version of a missive sent from Eretz Yisrael to read, L'divri Rabbi Yisi bar Chanina ein meitzi mechlal rabbeinu. Rabbi Yisi bar Chanina does not contradict the ruling of Rav, as we have explained. The Gemara asks from another brisa. Shnei sefer hadayonin oimdim lefnehen, echem min hayamin ve'echem min hasmoil. Kais min divrei mezaken ve'divrei mechayavin. During deliberations, two scribes stand before the court, one to the right and one to the left, and they record the opinions and arguments of those in favor of acquittal of, or conviction. Now, bishlam divrei mechayavin lemacher chazutayim ma'achrino ubovu lemevet halonis din. They need to record the arguments for conviction because if some of the judges argue the next day to convict for a different reason, they will be required to wait overnight again before ruling in order to give them a chance to reconsider. However, divrei hamezaken mishum de'ichazu taim achrin l'chayv aloi meshkechin abhu. Seemingly, the only reason to record the arguments for acquittal is that a judge who initially argued to acquit may not retract based on reason, and so we need to ensure that he does not argue that he erred in davashat stukim moedim by an explicit pasuk for which he is permitted to retract. The Gemara asks, apparently the brisa holds that a dayan cannot reverse his opinion based on reason even Mishas Kamar Din, in contradiction to Rav. The Gemara answers that actually a dayan can reverse his opinion based on reason Mishas Kamar Din, as Rav ruled. However, we need to record their arguments because of another concern. Kadesh lo yemru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikrois. We need to know whether two judges offered the same reason but from different sources. Because Rabbi Yechonon ruled, amru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikrois, ein moin lahan ela echad. If two judges offer the same reason but from different sources, they only count as one opinion because the pasuk says, "Achas de dibur elikim shtam zu shemati," and we expound, "Mikra echad yitz lo kama timeim ve'in tam echad yitz mikam mikrois." One pasuk can have many interpretations, but one law cannot be derived from multiple sources. Therefore, as Rashi explains, "Chad minayu mitetai," one judge clearly erred, and so we only count them together as one opinion. The Gemara cites a brisa as an example of tam echad mishnei mikrois. One pasuk forbids shchut echutz, slaughtering a carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash, while another pasuk forbids ha'aloi echutz, burning the carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the pasuk says, dam chashav li'isha hu dam shafuch, l'rambas es azarik dibri b'shmol. Shmol derives from this pasuk, which is in the parasha of shchut echutz, that one who sprinkles the blood of a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash also transgresses this prohibition. B'kiva emer oi zavach, l'rambas es azarik. B'kiva derives this halacha from the extra word oi in the pasuk regarding ha'aloi echutz. The Gemara assumes, Tarvayu Mar Bezrika, they both prohibit sprinkling the blood outside the Beis HaMikdash, but simply have different sources. Furthermore, Abaya ruled, Aval Divri Rabbi Kiva Nami Enechayv Ala Achas. Everyone agrees that if someone slaughtered a carbon and sprinkled his blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's only liable once, because the Pasuk says, Sham Talo Ilasecha B'Sham Tasa, Arvina Rachman Lekula Asiyas. This pasuk includes all forms of hakrava in one general prohibition. Thus, this is an example of Tam Echad Mishnei Mikrois. Mishnah continues, Dina Mamanis Donim Bayoyim Ugarim Balayla. The deliberations of monetary cases must take place during the day, but the verdict may be rendered at night. The Gemara cites the source. One pasuk says, V'shavter Sa'am B'chol Eis. They may judge at any time. While another pasuk says, V'hoyi B'yom Enchilas Banav. Inheritance, which is an example of Dina Mamanis, must take place during the day. Therefore we rule, Yoyim L'tchilas Din, Layla L'gmar Din. The deliberations must begin during the day, but they may decide the case at night. However, the Gemara cites a differing opinion, that of Reb Meir. The pasuk says, "Al piyam yig kol riba kol nega." And Reb Meir expounds, "Makash rivim l'negoyim." This pasuk compares the laws of monetary disputes to tzaras. Manegoyim bayoyim af rivim bayoyim. Just as negoyim must be seen during the day, as the pasuk says, "Bayoyim haroyis bay," so to monetary cases must take place during the day. This implies that even the verdict must be issued during the day. Gemara explains that according to Reb Meir, "Beshavtu asam b'chol eis l'rabas yoyim hamo'inim." This pasuk allows cases to be decided on cloudy days. The pasuk needs to teach us this halacha because regarding the goyim, the Mishnah rules, "Ein roin as the goyim b'loy b'yam hamu'unan." The kohen may not examine the goyim on a cloudy day because the goyim will appear as a different shade of white. And since Reb Meir holds makish rivim l'negoyim, we compare monetary cases to the goyim. We need the pasuk v'shaftu asam b'chol eis l'rabas yoyim hamu'unan, that we may judge cases on a cloudy day. However, the Mishnah continues, "Din nefashes danim b'yam ugarim b'yam." Capital cases must be deliberated and decided during the day, as the pasuk says, "V'hoika oisim Hashem neged Hashemesh."